ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
For now, if you're all sorted and ready, you know what? So am I.
The Mighty Challenge.
Yeah, 25 questions, 5 categories. Our categories tonight are category number 1, The House Always Wins. Category number 2, Tell Me Lies. Category 3, Don't Lose Your Marbles. Category number 4, Compound Words. And category number 5, Legends and Folklore. All right, The House Always Wins, Tell Me Lies, Don't Lose Your Marbles, Compound Words, Legends and Folklore. Stewie from Victor Harbour. G'day, Stuart.
How you doing? Hello.
Oh, not doing too bad. No, not doing too bad.
Sorry.
What do you like here?
I'll go Compound Words, thanks, Phil.
Compound Words. All right. What character did Ray Bolger play in 1939's The Wizard of Oz?
That's right. I think he was a Tin Man, Phil.
Not correct.
Oh, no. Okay.
Stewie.
Yeah. See you, mate.
You know what, Stewie? That's it. When you aren't properly warmed up, you know, you prod at something and then the next thing you know, you're gone. See you, Stewie. Bye-bye. Yes, no, that is not correct. Jeff from Redcliffe. G'day, Jeff.
G'day, Philip. How are you?
Pretty well, yes, pretty well. We're in Compound Words. Someone says there's no aurora in Melbourne. Oh, there is. We've had photographs of it. Now, Compound Words, Jeff. Which character did Ray Bolger play in 1939's The Wizard of Oz?
Ray Bolger. I'll just have a go. I'm probably going to bum out. I'll have a quick g'day to me mates at Redcliffe for the man walk at Redcliffe City tomorrow. That's okay at 6:30. I'll try The Wizard of Oz.
Not The Wizard of Oz.
Have a great night.
What's happening at Redcliffe tomorrow? The man walk.
Beautiful night, clear night. Yeah, the man walk for men's mental health.
Oh, good.
On 3 days a week, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday morning, 6:30 a.m. Beautiful Redcliffe Peninsula in Queensland.
Nice.
Yeah. We've
got home of the Redcliffe Dolphin. Home of the Redcliffe Dolphins, Jeff.
Absolutely. Born and raised himself, and beautiful sky tonight. No aurora here. It's
probably a bit far north, isn't it, for the aurora? Yeah.
Thanks for a great program. I'll let someone else have a
good crack. On you, Jeff. Thank you. Bye-bye. 1-300-800-222. Yes, probably a bit far north. Okay. Where are we? Lorenzo in Fulham Gardens in South Australia. G'day, Lorenzo.
Hello, Phil. Hello, Nightlifers.
Question number 1. Compound Words. Which character did Ray Bolger play in 1939's The Wizard of Oz?
Is it the Scarecrow?
Correct. He did. He played the Scarecrow. Compound Word.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow. Now which way do we go?
Pardon me. That way is a very nice way.
Who said that? Silly Toto. Scarecrows don't talk.
It's pleasant down that way, too.
Are you doing that on purpose? Or can't you make up your mind?
That's the trouble. I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Yes, wisdom from one of the greats, The Wizard of Oz, Lorenzo. Oh, I like this. Juliet from Curran, by the way, Lorenzo, says, I love the fact that anyone can now become an unpaid employee of Woolies in Noosa. I was offered an opportunity to use a screen that fits in the trolley and was told to scan my purchases and then pay. You also have to weigh and price your fruit and vegetables. I'm surprised they didn't ask you to sweep the floor. I know, it's like that. It is getting like that, Juliet. I know. I was in a store I was in a store in London when you took your basket out and I said to the person, how do I pay? They said, just give this amount here. I said, but the stuff's in my basket. They said, yeah, we've already scanned it. with a camera in the ceiling. I know. Now, Lorenzo, I'm getting distracted. Question number two. We're in compound words. We can stay there or move. Up to you.
Yes, I'm still here, Phil. It's meant to be all about me, so please let's get the attention back on me. No, just kidding. Can we stick with compound words, please?
Oh, gee, you've done yourself an injury there, Lorenzo. Compound words. Which name for an iron worker combines a colour and a common surname?
Oh, blacksmith.
Correct. Blacksmith.
Hmm.
Yes, a compound word. An iron worker, a blacksmith, a colour black, a common surname Smith. Question number three. Staying with compound words, or you can move anywhere else?
Can I stay with compound words, please, Phil?
Which compound word can mean a troublemaker or a piece of wood, of burning wood?
A compound word, troublemaker, rabble-rouser?
Not rabble-rouser. Sorry, Lorenzo. No, thank you. Bye-bye. See you later. Susie says this is at Port Macquarie's attacking point lighthouse tonight. Okay. Chris says the beautiful aurora can only be seen through a camera lens here in Bundanoon in southern New South Wales. Okay. Tom from Yuengai. G'day, Tom.
Good evening, Philip.
Question number three, compound words. Which compound word can mean a troublemaker or a piece of burning wood?
Oh. Ember?
Not ember. Sorry, Tom. No, thank you. Not ember. No. What about Axel on the Gold Coast? G'day, Axel.
G'day. How you going, Phil?
Pretty good. Yeah, pretty good. Question number three, compound words. Which compound word can mean a troublemaker or a piece of burning wood?
Oh, I've got no idea. I'll just say hooligan.
Not a hooligan. Not a hooligan. Wonderful word, but no, not the bill at the moment. Anne from Caulfield. Hello, Anne.
Hi, how are you going?
Pretty good.
I'm good.
You'd be right with this, won't you? Compound words. Which compound word can mean a troublemaker or a piece of burning wood?
I've gone blank. Ember, briquette. Oh, my gosh. You know what? I will know it, I'm pretty sure, once I've had it.
You will. You will. You might.
Talk to you next time.
See you, Anne. Bye bye. You might kick yourself. Glenn from Penrith. Hello, Glenn.
There you go, buddy.
Pretty good. Which compound word can mean a troublemaker or a piece of burning wood?
The only thing I've got is firebrand.
Correct.
Oh, wow.
Very good. Yes. A firebrand, a troublemaker.
Yeah.
A piece of burning wood is a firebrand. And fire and brand, compound word.
Yeah, I thought that's the only thing that could have fit, yeah.
All righty, well, still...
I got the other two, so I might as well keep going with it.
Okay, we're staying with compound words. Question number four. Which synonym for tomfoolery combines the name of an animal and a theatrical production?
God. Tomfoolery. Ape Broadway production. Then you got ape tomfoolery, you ape around or something like that. Ape. Oh. If I'm not on the right track with ape, you may as well say I'm wrong.
See you later, Glenn.
See you later.
Kim from Manham, the voice of the Murray. Old man River Kim. G'day, Kim.
Yes, very good morning to you, Philip.
Well, a very good morning.
And a new firebrand from the first word you said. Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, it's a shame when someone gets your answer, which you already have.
I know. It should be banned.
Compound words. Which synonym for tomfoolery combines the name of an animal and a theatrical production?
Well, how about ape or something? Ape stage show, ape. Can't think of it, Philip.
No. Well, no good, Kim. Go on.
Well, all I can think of is a song for you.
Oh, have you got a song for us?
Well, of course.
Come on, Kim, that's magnificent. So what are we going to hear?
Well, one of my old ones.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody Knows the Trouble I've Seen.
Oh, I love this. Oh, I love this. Nobody Knows the Trouble I've Seen. Now, Kim, the voice of the Murray, has a voice that will plumb the depths. So here we go. Let's, everyone sitting comfortably, get your cup of tea. And it's Kim from Manon, the voice of the Murray, with Nobody Knows the Trouble I've Seen.
Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows my sorrow. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Glory, hallelujah. Sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down. Oh, here's the Lord. Sometimes I'm almost to the ground. Oh, here's the Lord. Oh, nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows my sorrow. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Glory, hallelujah.
Oh, Kim.
If you get there before I do, oh, here's the Lord. Tell all my friends I'm coming to. Oh, yes, Lord. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows my sorrow. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Glory, hallelujah.
Oh, yes. Wowee, Kim, terrific. Good on you. That was fabulous.
Thank you. Thank you,
it
Philip.
Certainly rattled the fronts, the guts out of the speakers here in the studio. So I'll get up on a ladder and put them back in a minute.
Right.
Good on you, Kim.
Right.
Appreciate it. You, the voice of the Murray, Kim from Manham. How about that, eh? Wow. It's probably shaken open the glove box on a few on the road as well, I would have thought. All righty, let's carry on. Tom from Hawthorne. G'day, Tom.
Oh, how do you compete after that?
I know. How about that?
He's that got pretty impressive.
It's pretty impressive. How does he get that low? Wow.
I'll tell you, he's a practice, and I reckon lock him up in an ABC studio booth and let him go nuts.
Jeanette says, I'm a girl. If I tried to make my voice as deep as that, I'd cough for the next hour without even getting a word out.
I've probably been in the same boat.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. All right. Can we please have him more often, says Heather from Ipswich. Well, we can't flog him, but when he's up for it, it's... Robin says, if my grandfather was alive, he'd love this. Someone says, put a sock in it, Kim. Come on, harsh. Tom? We're in compound words. Which synonym for tomfoolery combines the name of an animal and a theatrical production?
I think it's horseplay.
Correct. Yes. Synonym for tomfoolery, which is horseplay, the name of an animal, a horse, a theatrical production, a play. There we go. Horseplay. Nice work. All righty. One left in compound words. Otherwise, you could move somewhere else. The house always wins.
I'll move the boat. To House Always Wins, please.
The House Always Wins. Question number five. which wing of the White House is Donald Trump demolishing to build a ballroom?
That's the last question I expected in this category, but I was hoping it'd be something about casino games. Which wing? The left wing.
That would be entirely probable if there was one, Tom, given that's right. given the Donald's predilections. That's true, but sadly not correct. Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. 1-300. That's funny. 1-300-800-222. Tom from Bassendean says, Phil, my good tea set just rattled on the kitchen shelf. very good. Kim was magnificent. Thank you. Mary from Lilyfield. Yes. Jack says, I was playing along on my piano. He never left the right notes. Better than Akadaka, someone says. Well, there he'd go. Kim would go all right in Akadaka. He's got enough to cut through, don't you reckon? Dave from Forkenbridge. G'day, Dave.
Hey, Phil. How's it going?
Not bad. The House always wins. Which wing of the White House is Donald Trump demolishing to build a ballroom?
Oh, well, it wouldn't be the West Wing. I'll say the South Wing.
Not the South Wing, no.
Oh.
It's the left wing, it's not the South Wing. thanks, Dave. See ya. Bye. No, it's not. All righty. Wade from Port Macquarie. G'day, Wade.
Yeah, g'day, Phil. How you going, mate?
Pretty good, yeah. We're in question five. The House always wins. Which wing of the White House is Donald Trump demolishing to build a ballroom?
I'm just going to say the East.
Correct. Yes, he's demolishing the East Wing. There's the West Wing and the East Wing. So I think you can't demolish the West Wing because I think that's where he is. But the East Wing, in the fastest DA ever recorded, he brought in a backhoe and knocked it down. Question number six. The House always wins. That's where we are. But you can move, if you like, anywhere else.
What were the... things again, please.
Compound words, legends and folklore. The House always wins. Tell me lies, don't lose your marbles.
Let's go, don't lose your marbles.
Don't lose your marbles. Question six. Marble is classified as which of the three main types of rock?
Granite.
No, not granite. Sorry, no, not granite. No, Michael from Yokeen in WA. G'day, Michael.
Hello, sorry, I wasn't paying attention there. I was trying to look up a song to sing to you next time when I phone up and not get any questions right. I mean, it's better off to just come up with a party act for you.
Well, with a lovely, with a beautiful Scottish accent like that, Michael, we can probably think of some things for you. But you can't have a crack at it unless you've got form, though. I mean, we don't take all comers here, Michael.
I know the standards are very high.
Right? Very, very high.
Look, to be honest, I was paying no attention to it. I had no idea what the question was. But I would like to say I did get Scarecrow, did get Blacksmith, and the horse play, I was like, crazy cat, horse, something or other. I was so close to that one.
Mm.
But here I am. What have we got?
Don't lose your marbles. Marble is classified as which of the three main types of rock?
Oh, silica?
No, not silica. No. It's the three main types of rock. Well, you probably need to know those, I suppose. David from Singleton says, I thought Kim was going to take us up to the 1 a.m. news. Donna from Devonport says, I'd love to hear Kim sing Hallelujah. Yeah, maybe. Is that the right song for Kim? What do you reckon, Dave? I don't know. Hallelujah's got some high notes, you see. And that's not really where Kim is. Kim is the... I mean, he rumbles the waters of the Murray. Not sure that's the right song. We'll have a think about it. Steve from Leicester. Hello, Steve.
How are you, mate?
I'm all right. Yeah. We're in Don't Lose Your Marbles. Marble is classified as which of the three main types of rock? You have to really know what the three main types of rock are, I guess.
Problem is, I can only remember two at the moment, and I think it might be the other one. I know it's not sedimentary, so I'm going to say igneous.
Not correct, Steve.
It's the third one. I knew that.
Thank you, mate. Bye-bye. I didn't say that. You're saying that. Mm. Rosa down in the corner, correct. Anna in Karrinyup, correct. Jenny from Cooperoo, correct. Lorella, correct. Rebecca in Winmalee, that's correct. What about Ian from Dover in Tassie? G'day, Ian.
Good morning, sir.
Morning. We've had some people from down your way saying they've seen the Aurora. I know you didn't see it, but
I've got guests here tonight who aren't here with me at the moment.
Yeah,
and they've been out searching for it and taking photographs, and they haven't spied it just yet.
Oh, really? Okay.
But they'll be getting up every half an hour to an hour and taking another look.
Yeah, they should. Yeah, because we've had pics from Taruna, and that's it's not that far away from where you are.
No, just we're a bit south. We'll be closer.
You'd be south. Yeah, that's right. You're south of Taruna, so you'd. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well,
I actually described a really good aurora about 2 years ago to nightlife quiz people over the phone.
Oh yeah,
because there were people standing in the street, so they described it to me, and then I was talking to you guys, and I described it to you.
There we go. Who says you need to see these things? Exactly.
No, just listen to the general comment. There were seven people standing in the middle of the street at 11 o'clock at night.
Lovely. Come on, don't lose your marbles. Marble is classified as which of the three main types of rock? We've had a guess of igneous. Not correct.
Yes. I know there's metamorphic, and I believe it might be sedimentary because it's built up of calcium. So I'll go sedimentary.
Not correct.
Wrong again. Ding, ding.
Ding, ding. You have kind of, if you think about it, helped us, the next person here.
Yes, I'm sorry about that. Thank you.
See ya. All righty, where are we? Malcolm in Bunbury in New South Wales. G'day, Malcolm.
Ah, good morning, Phil. How are we?
Pretty good. Question number 6, don't lose your marbles. You'll get a spanking if you don't know the answer to this now. Marble is classified as which of the three main types of rock?
Well, I grew up near Genoan Caves, and that was all limestone, and I'm pretty sure it's limestone.
No, it's not limestone. Malcolm, no, it's not limestone. Stuart from Elmore. G'day, Stuart.
Yeah, there we go.
Not bad. Not bad. What do you reckon? Which marble is classified as which of the three main types of rock?
We go through a lot of rocks. I just go jasper.
No, not jasper. No. Annie from Harvey Bay says, Phil, by the way, Kim from Manham should sing Wandering Star from Paint Your Wagon. Annie, we thought about that too, and guess what? He's already sung it for us.
I was born under a wandering star.
We'll get it in a second. All righty, where are we? Mike's on the road in Perth. G'day, Mike.
Hey, Bill, how are you going?
Pretty good. We're up to question number 6. Don't lose your marbles. Marble, we have been given the answer of this in a way. Marble is classified as which of the three main types of rock? It's not igneous. It's not sedimentary.
I didn't hear. I sensed there was a clue there, but I didn't hear it. But just quickly, that White House question, yeah. I thought it was the chicken wing that was demolished.
I like that.
Yeah, I'm not sure on the rock. I was going to say sedimentary, but that's granite.
Not sedimentary, Mike. Sorry. Okay. Thanks, mate. Bye bye. No, not sedimentary. Mary in Frankston. Hi, Mary.
Hello.
Question number 6, don't lose your marbles. Marble is classified as which of the three main types of rock?
Well, before I ask the question, please, Kim was just sensational.
Wasn't
he? With the Australis tonight, I thought, what a auspicious night it is to hear him. I need to say hello to my lovely friend Gillian Collins in Frankston North, all right?
There you go.
Thank you for your program. All I can think of is agate.
No, it's not agate. It's not agate. Thank you. It's not agate. Rose from Redcliffe in Queensland. Hi, Rose.
Hello. How are you?
Not bad. We know the answer to this. What is it? What's marble classified as of the three main types of rock? It's not igneous. It's not sedimentary. So it must be?
I just wanted to tell you, when I went down to the dog park today, my little enclosed dog park, there was a Maine coon cat in the corner. A Maine coon cat, which are really big cats. And they'd taken it out into the dog park, and he was just walking around like anything.
Wow.
It was amazing. Not on a lead, nothing.
I don't think I've ever seen a Maine coon cat anyway.
They're big. Anyway, there he was in the dog park, and he was all lovely. I think maybe the answer is slate.
No, not slate. Sorry, okay. Rose. Thank you. No, not slate. Apparently, they're like lions. I've never seen a Maine coon cat. Okay. Loz in Lynham. Come on, Loz. Put us out of our misery here.
Yeah, I think it's metamorphic.
Correct. There are three main types of rock: igneous, metamorphic, and sedimentary. Marble is classified as a metamorphic rock. All right. Question number seven.
So sorry. Refresh me on the categories.
Don't lose your marbles. Tell me lies. The house always wins. Compound words, legends and folklore.
Legends and folklore, please.
Legends and folklore. Question number seven. Which creature of Australian folklore is described by the Australian Museum as a large arboreal predatory marsupial related to the koala?
Oh, the drop bear.
Correct, the drop bear, yes. The drop bear. Question number eight, legends and folklore. Staying here?
Yes, please.
Which medieval lawman has been played by Alan Rickman, Ben Mendelsohn, and Sean Bean?
Which medieval what, sorry?
Which medieval lawman?
Lawman. Breaker of the lawman, like a law, like a, something to do with legal. Is that what he's getting at?
Oh, I don't answer questions a lot.
Well, medieval lawman. Oh, the well, I was going to say Robin Hood, but he broke the law. But maybe it's the sheriff of Notting Forest or whatever it is.
What's the answer, Loz?
The sheriff of Nottingham Forest. From Robin Hood.
I'll give you the Sheriff of Nottingham. That's what I wanted. The Sheriff of Nottingham. All right. Question number nine, legends and folklore. You can stay there, otherwise you can move.
I'll stay, thank you.
The folklore characters Brother Jonathan and Yankee Doodle were combined to create which personification of the USA?
Oh, Uncle Sam.
Correct, Uncle Sam. Very good. All right. Question number 10, legends and folklore. According to Geoffrey of Monmouth, which wizard created Stonehenge?
Merlin.
Correct. Merlin. Nice work. One, two, three. Very good. Last one in legends and folklore, if you like.
Yes, please.
In Irish folklore, Cleodana was the queen of which wailing supernatural entities?
Wailing supernatural entities in Irish folklore. The pixies.
Not the pixies. Thanks, Loz. Not the pixies, no. Keith in Busselton in WA. G'day, Keith.
Oh, yeah, g'day.
Pretty good. How are you? All right?
No. What was the question?
In Irish folklore, Cleodna was the queen of which wailing supernatural entities in Irish folklore?
I'm going to say the trees, Banksia trees, them Banksias.
No, not the Banksia trees. No, that's not going to work for us. What about Mark from Port Pirie? G'day, Mark.
Yeah, man, not too bad. And why do you feel that bloke that was singing there, what's his name, Kim?
Kim from Manham. That's right on the Murray. Yeah,
pretty good. But I think I was going to tell you, I think he sang that song, One and Star, about a month ago, and the Marvin version.
That's right, from Painted Wagon.
Do you know that Neil Curdy and he's a Sabotrap football player and coach. You know, he did a version of that.
Neil Curley sang I Was Born Under a Wandering Star.
Oh, yeah, he did a version of that song in 71.
Well, how about that?
And his version is much better. He sings it pretty well.
Oh, steady, Mark. No. I wouldn't be better than Kim's. No.
Have you heard of it?
Oh, we wouldn't need to. Not with Kim's reputation. I wouldn't think so. No, okay.
I meant Neil Curley's version.
Yeah, I know Neil Curley. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And his version's not too bad.
Well, that's good to hear, Mark. Now tell me.
And what's the question?
In Irish folklore, Cleodna was the queen of which wailing supernatural entities?
Nah, Phil, no, I don't know.
Righto, mate. Thank you anyway. Thanks for telling me about Neil Curley's singing career. Warren from Ipswich. G'day, Warren.
Hello.
Question number 11. Legends and folklore. In Irish folklore, Cleodna was the queen of which wailing supernatural entities?
I'm not sure if they're Irish. The only thing I can think of is banshees.
Correct. Yes, they are Irish. The banshees, wailing banshees from Irish supernatural folklore. Alrighty, that's it for legends and folklore. So we've got compound words. We've got one left there. We've got The House Always Wins, Tell Me Lies, or Don't Lose Your Marbles.
Let's go for compound words.
Compound words. Last one in compound words for question number 12. Which style of comedy is named for a paddle once wielded by clowns? Which style of comedy?
I don't know, it's harder. A lot easier listening, answering the questions when I'm not on the phone.
I know. It's a different experience, isn't it, Warren? It is.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll say pie in face. No idea.
Not pie in face. No, it's not. It's not pie in face. All righty. Andrew from Kalamunda. G'day, Andrew.
G'day, how's it going?
Pretty good, yes. Lines free, by the way, if you want one, 1-300-800-222. We're in compound words. Which style of comedy is named for a paddle once wielded by clowns?
I think is it slapstick?
Correct, yes. A slapstick, a compound word. That's the paddle once wielded by clowns, a slapstick. All right, that's it for compound words. That's it for legends and folklore. So we have The House Always Wins, Tell Me Lies, Don't Lose Your Marbles. We're up to question 13.
Could I go for the second one, the Tell Me Lies?
Tell Me Lies, okay. And what was the answer to the burning wood compound? That was Firebrand. And was the one we wanted. All right, Tell Me Lies, question 13. Which internationally acclaimed Australian author wrote the 2014 novel Big Little Lies?
I wouldn't have a clue on that one.
Okie doke. Thanks, Andrew. Thank you. 1-300-800-222. Lines free. You'll get straight through if you want one. Jane from Hobart. Slapstick. Elizabeth from Emerald. Good. Yes. Slotty and Bundy. Jane from Homebush. Karen from Mullumbimby, Tash from North Bendigo. What about you, Andrew from Smithton? Hi, Andrew.
G'day, Cobber. How are you going?
Pretty good. We're in a category called Tell Me Lies. We're up to question 13. Which internet?
Tell me lies, tell me deep little lies.
Well, there is that too. There is that, yeah.
Oh, Fleetwood Mac.
Which internationally acclaimed Australian author wrote the 2014 novel Big Little Lies?
It's not Carey.
Is that your answer?
Yep.
Nope. Not Peter Carey. Sorry. No, it's not. Nolene in Cameron Park. Hello, Nolene.
Hi.
Which internationally acclaimed Australian author wrote Big Little Lies?
Leanne Moriarty.
Correct. It is. Leanne Moriarty. Been very successful with that. All righty. We're in Tell Me Lies. You can stay there. Otherwise, move to The House Always Wins or Don't Lose Your Marbles. Up to you.
I'll stay.
Tell Me Lies. Which member of Fleetwood Mac sings lead on Little Lies?
Mm.
Who sings it? Which member sings lead on Little Lies? Andrew just sang it for us a bit, didn't he?
Is it Mick Fleetwood?
Not Mick Fleetwood. No. Sorry, Nolly.
I knew it was the woman. Okay, bye. Thanks.
See ya. Bye-bye. Yeah, no, not Mick Fleetwood. Eddie in South Perth. G'day, Eddie.
Phil, how are you?
Pretty good. Yes. Tell Me Lies. Which member of Fleetwood Mac sings lead on Little Lies?
That's Stevie Nicks, I think.
It's not Stevie Nicks. Sorry. No. I know. It's not Stevie Nicks. Nope. Tara's on the road. G'day, Tara, in the truck.
G'day, Phil. How are you, mate?
I'm doing all right, I think, yeah. Question 14, Tell Me Lies. Which member of Fleetwood Mac sings lead on Little Lies?
I must say I did enjoy the conversation with the short stories with Australia then.
Yeah, he was an interesting bloke, isn't he, Mark McKenna? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I found it very interesting. I'm going to have to hunt down that book now, I did find it. Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm glad you enjoyed
it. Very interesting.
Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed the conversation. What do you reckon? Which member of Fleetwood Mac sings lead on Little Lies? Not Stevie Nicks and not Mick Fleetwood, so.
Yeah, I thought Mick Fleetwood myself. Just trying to think.
No,
I might have to pass on that, I think.
That's no good.
Yeah, no, I'm going
no
to
worries.
Have to pass on that.
No worries, Tara.
I've got my tongue, but I can't quite spit it out.
No worries. Always nice chatting. See ya.
Thanks, Phil.
Bye, Tara. No, nice. Now, a woman called... I'll mispronounce your name now. Is it Myreed from Brunswick? Says, Phil, I don't mean to be rude, but Cleodda is pronounced cleaner. Irish is hard. Yes, it is. Lots of silent letters. Sorry, Myreed. I've probably pronounced your name wrongly too, I would imagine. But thank you. All righty, Jane from Homebush, correct. Yes, Pat from The Point, correct. Vicky from Narre Warren, correct. Annie from Melbourne, Donna from Devonport, and plenty of others as well. Have the right answer here. What about Joanna from Newcastle? Hi, Joe.
Oh, hi, Phil.
Which member of Fleetwood Mac sings lead on Little Lies?
I think it's Christine McVie.
Yes, it's Christine McVie. Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies. Yes. All right, Joe, what do you want to do here? Tell Me Lies, The House Always Wins, Don't Lose Your Marbles. We're up to question 15.
I think I've already lost. I'll just say, if someone I know apparently saw some of the Aurora lights
at Wonji. At Wonji? Okay. Could you see them where you were?
No, too many lights. On the lake at Wonji, yeah.
Oh, nice. Someone's just texted me saying it's over now, so don't bother looking.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, it doesn't go all night, does it? No.
No. I don't know.
Anyway, not that I could tell you much. I'm inside a radio studio with nothing to look at.
I'll try another lies.
Another Tell Me Lies? Tell Me Lies. Which 19th century... Irish wit and writer wrote an 1891 essay called The Decay of Lying?
19th century. Well, I'm going to punt for Oscar Wilde.
Correct. Yes, it was. Wilde.
Oscar Wilde O'Flaherty, whatever his name was.
Oscar Wilde O'Flaherty Wilde. Very funny man. The only thing worse than being talked about is not being talked about. Question 16.
Mm-hmm.
Tell Me Lies.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you.
Funeral for a Friend /Love Lies Bleeding is the opening track of which Elton John album?
Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
Correct. Very good. Yes, goodbye, Yellow Brick Road. All right, question number 17. Last one in Tell Me Lies. You want to knock this one off, Joe?
Oh, no. Well, I'll try it.
Tell Me Lies. In a 1940 Disney movie, which famous liar is swallowed by Monstro the Whale?
Oh, Pinocchio?
Correct. Pinocchio.
Pinocchio.
Yeah.
Carlo Collodi.
Yeah. Yes. Pinocchio. Okay. Well, that's with your Italian heritage, Joanna. That was too easy.
No, that wasn't. It just.
No.
He was a famous liar.
He was. Well, he's probably the most famous liar, isn't he?
One of them, yeah.
Is there.
They're probably. Well. Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's a more famous liar than Pinocchio, whose nose grew longer with every lie told. Question number seven. There's dispute as to whether the Aurora is finished, so I'm not going to say anything more about it.
Oh, dear.
Question number 18. All right, well, there's two categories left. There's four in Don't Lose Your Marbles and four in The House Always Wins. Eight left.
I'll try The House next.
The House Always Wins. Despite the fact that it has 650 members, which famous house has only 427 seats?
House of Lords?
Not the House of Lords.
No.
Sorry, Joe. Thank you. The peak of it on the East Coast, the Aurora was midnight, apparently, so it's probably kind of declining, but you know, that doesn't mean it's disappeared, but it's declining. Alison from Loira in Tassie. Hello, Alison.
Hello.
The House Always Wins. Despite the fact that it has 650 members, which famous house only has 427 seats?
Well, I was guessing the House of Lords also, but that's not correct. And I can't think of another, so I'll have to dip out now.
No good. Okay, thank you. All righty. John from Merimple, that's correct, yes. Jane from Homebush. Had Pinocchio. Vicky from Maddington, that is correct. Adrian from Bella Vista, correct. What about Corbin from Success? G'day, Corbin.
G'day, Phil. How are you, mate?
Not bad. Where's Success?
Coburn in Western Australia.
Oh, okay, right. Good on you. Question 18. The House Always Wins. Despite the fact that it has 650 members, which famous house only has 427 seats?
Is it the UK House of Commons?
Correct. Yes, it is. Yeah, the House of Commons has 650 members of Parliament, but if they all pile in, there's nowhere to sit for many of them because it only has 427 seats. Question number 19. The House Always Wins, if you like. Otherwise, you can move. Yeah. Okay.
No, let's stick with The House Always Wins.
Which TV series starred Kevin Spacey as scheming politician Frank Underwood?
House of Cards.
Correct. The House of Cards, yes. Nice work, Corbin. Question number 20, The House Always Wins.
Yep.
Susie had the British House of Commons, so did David from Mount Pleasant. Chipper from King Island says, was Mr. Squiggle a liar? He had a big nose. Yeah, but he wasn't a liar. Question 20. Admiralty House is the official Sydney residence of which person, Corbyn?
Admiralty House. Is it the Governor General?
Correct. Very good. Admiralty House is the official Sydney residence of the Governor General, currently Sam Mostyn, who's been pretty busy over the last couple of days. There was the president or prime minister of Peru, of Nauru, and then there was Mr. Subianto, the Indonesian president, who I was surprised to hear was the first time he'd ever visited Australia. I think that can't be right, can it? He must have been here before. Question 21. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 left here, Corbyn. Gee, you're in the box seat here. We've got one left in The House Always Wins.
Yeah, let's finish it off.
Which Moroccan city has a name that translates to White House in Spanish?
Oh, oh my God. Casablanca.
Correct. Casa Blanca.
Yeah.
White House. Yeah, and Casablanca, of course, in Morocco. All right. Well, that's pretty good going. You've got had 1, 2, 3, 4, and they're knocking off all the house questions. So 4 left, 1, 2, 3, 4, in a category called Don't Lose Your Marbles.
I work in aged care, so fitting, I reckon.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, well, Corbyn, I'm glad you are working in aged care because we need more people working in the sector, I would think.
We definitely do.
Question 22, Don't Lose Your Marbles. Which Renaissance artist sculpted the Pieta from a single block of marble?
Oh, see, I don't know my Renaissance artists. I'm going to have a guess. It's one of the Ninja Turtles. Was it Raphael?
No, it wasn't. Thank you, Corbyn. Yeah. See you later. No, it wasn't. Jane from Homebush, correct, had the Governor General. Plenty of people had Casablanca as well. I love how defensive you were of Mr. Squiggle. Was he a liar, Mr. Squiggle? He used to tell you things with his nose, didn't he? 1-300-800-222 is the number. Bob from Greenacre. G'day, Bob.
Hello, Phil. How are you doing?
Well, I'm pretty good, yeah. Well, I'm pretty good. We've got 4 left here. Vicky from Madigan's got the right answer. Don't Lose Your Marbles is where we are. And we're up to question 22. Which Renaissance artist sculpted the Pieta from a single block of marble?
I think it's wrong, but Michelangelo.
Correct. Yes. Oh, it was. It was Michelangelo.
You know, he was one of the Ninja Turtles.
He was.
Yeah.
There was Donatello, Raphael, Michelangelo. Who was the other one?
Yeah. Gee, that lady was very good, a quiet achiever a couple of people back.
Who, Joanna?
Yeah, the lady of Italian background.
Yes, that's Joanna from Newcastle. Oh, have you not heard her before, Bob? Joanna from Newcastle is a very good player.
Oh,
And given the standards that she displays, tonight wasn't, you know, was probably below par because Joe's very, very good.
I admired the way she got about her questions tonight.
She's excellent. All right, we've got 1, 2, 3 left. We're in Don't Lose Your Marbles. Lee in Brisbane said Steve Martin, speaking of liars, Steve Martin had a big nose in the movie Roxanne. He did. Yes, that's true. You mispronounced Pieta. Now I've pronounced it correctly, haven't I? I said Pieta, where I should have said Pieta. Yeah, okay. Robin says, Philip, laugh, wink, wink, Mr. Squiggle has a rubber in his pocket. He does, Robin, but that's something you'll keep to yourself, I'm sure. Question 23, all right, don't lose your marbles. Harry, Henry, Homer and Lizzie are the original names of the characters from which frenzied marble chomping game?
Oh, my gosh. I'm out of my depth tonight. I've hardly got any right. I think I was lucky to get that last one, I think. I might let somebody else take that on.
No good. Thanks, Bob. No, see you. See ya. Nice to hear from you. Who's been waiting on here? John from Joondalup. G'day, John.
Hello.
Hello. We're up to question 23. Don't lose your marbles. Harry, Henry, Homer and Lizzie are the original names of the characters from which frenzied marble chomping game?
Oh, jeez. Look, that's the wrong question for me. I'm sorry. I might have to pass on that one.
No good. Time. Okay. All right. No worries. Cameron from South Perth. G'day, Cameron.
How are you, Philip?
Pretty good. Nice to hear you. Very fit and well. Harry, Henry, Homer and Lizzie, the original names of the characters from which frenzied marble chomping game?
I'm all at sea, so good night, Philip.
Thanks, Cameron. See you. Bye-bye. Chipper in King Island. Yes, Chipper, that is correct. Leonardo was the fourth ninja. Thank you, Sol in Perth. All right, I'll tell you what, we'll come back for these. There are only three questions left. They're all in Don't Lose Your Marbles.
The Mighty Challenge.
Only three questions left. We're up to question 23. Who is going to try and take us home here? Where are we? Brian from Blackwater in Rockhampton. G'day. Hi, Brian.
How you going?
Not bad. Question 23 we're up to. Harry, Henry, Homer and Lizzie are the original names of the characters from which frenzied marble chomping game?
Marble as in like a round ball type thing?
Oh, I don't answer questions.
Well, if it is. I remember having one when I was a kid. It was like a pinball machine that stood upright, but it was Japanese. And years later, I've seen one come out, I think in the 80s, and they had these plastic bloody things, hippo, or something like that, animals, hippos, or up, no, the hippos, join up things. So is it a hippo game?
No, Brian, that's not going to do it for me, but thank you. Ray from Yoronga. G'day, Ray.
Hi, Phil.
Harry, Henry, yeah, Homer, Lizzie are the original names of the characters from which frenzied marble chomping game.
Yeah, I'll tell you the answer. Hungry, hungry hippos.
Correct.
And also, can I ask you what colour the magnets are this year? Are they terracotta or orangey?
Oh, it's something you'll only reveal. So
I never got my last one, Phil. Before you went away on long service, if you remember, I had Salman Rushdie and Cathy Freeman.
Yes, you did.
Autobiographies and
I won. Well, Ray, I'll tell you what. We shall lodge a complaint with the usual circles, yeah. Ray.
Who's in charge of magnets?
Ray? I mean, Ray, a better question is, who's in charge? And when you find out, Ray, can you tell me? we'll check it out, mate. Thanks. Harry, Henry, Homer and Lizzie are the original names of the characters from which frenzied marble chomping game?
Yeah, hungry, hungry hippos.
Hungry, hungry hippos.
If you want to win the game, you gotta take over the name and get the most marbles with your hippo. Playing hungry, hungry hippo. Hungry, hungry hippos.
Hungry, hungry hippos is the name of the game. And who's ever hippo gets the most marbles wins.
Playing hungry, hungry hippos. Hungry, hungry hippos.
I win.
Hungry, hungry hippos from Hasbro.
Yes, hungry hippos. All right, Ray, question 24, don't lose your marbles. Which Roman emperor said, quote, I found Rome a city of bricks and I left it a city of marble? Ray?
Yeah. There's a bloke that fiddled while it burnt, Nero, but I'm going to say he found it as a pile of rubble, yeah. Oh, gee, I'm trying to think of the other Well, I'm just going to have to say Caesar.
Not Caesar. Ray, thank you, mate. No, not Caesar. Not Caesar. All right. What about Aidan from Brisbane? G'day, Aidan.
G'day.
Question 24. Which Roman emperor said, "I found Rome a city of bricks and left it a city of marble"?
I'm not sure, but I will say, I don't know how often it happens, but the guy before is from the suburb next to me, so that's cool. I was literally going to say Caesar, but I don't know any Roman emperors, so I'll say Nero, because I think he said that, but no clue.
No, it's not Nero. Thanks, Aidan. See ya. Aidan from near Yurunga, by the sound of it. All right, what about John from Nambour? G'day, John. Hi, John.
Hey.
Hi. Which Roman emperor said, "I found Rome a city of bricks and left it a city of marble"?
Nah, I'm lost on that one.
No good. Okay, let's move on in that case. Sam from Harvey. G'day, Sam.
Morning, Philip. How are you?
Pretty good, Sam. Yeah.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
You know, the other night you had a issue of the day about the Gough Whitlam dismissal?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, what right did John Kerr have to sack him? I mean, he was elected by the people.
He was. He was, Sam. Yeah. You should have rung us on the night.
Yeah, I fell asleep.
I think you missed your moment there, Sam, because we were talking about it the other night, but you're quite right.
In my opinion, he was the best Prime Minister this country ever had.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, Sam, what do you reckon?
Okay.
Which Roman emperor said, "I found Rome a city of bricks and left it a city of marble"?
I was going to say Julius Caesar, but that's wrong. No, I wouldn't have a clue for it.
Thanks, Sam. See you later. All righty. What about Jason from Port Kennedy? G'day, Jason.
Hey, Phil. How are you, mate?
Not too bad. Which Roman emperor said, "I found Rome a city of bricks and left it a city of marble"?
It was Augustus.
It was, correct. It was the Emperor Augustus. All right.
The Aurora, was amazing flying back from Melbourne tonight to Perth.
Oh, you saw it in, okay, great. So you saw it out of the plane window.
Yeah, it was pretty bright all the way across the country, mate. It was amazing.
Oh, fantastic. Because how long is the flight? 5 hours or something? Is it 4 hours?
Four and a half.
What a trip. Gee, you're lucky you're on the right side of the airplane, were you?
No, I wasn't, actually. I was on the other side, but I could see it through all the – everyone was taking photos, basically, about half an hour after we left Melbourne. It started, and everyone was taking photos the whole trip. Yellows and greens and pinks and purples. It was spectacular. So.
Oh, how good. How good. Oh, that's great. That's a nice story. Thanks, Jason. All righty. Well, here we are. Question 25. Don't lose your marbles. In which building are the Elgin marbles located?
I'll bow out there. I've got no idea, Phil.
No
thanks,
good.
Mate.
All right, Jason. Thank you. Sorry. Well, here we go. Question 25. It's up for grabs. Who's it going to be? Mark from Strathmore. G'day, Mark.
Oh, yeah. G'day, Phil. How are you going?
Pretty good. In which building are the Elgin marbles located?
Look, before I go there, I'm not quite sure, but we were at Akadaka tonight.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. That was great. And I got a notification on my phone on the way home in the train about the Aurora, but we couldn't see it. So
that was.
Now the marbles. Look, I've only got the Louvre.
It's not the Louvre. It's good to get it out of the way, but it's thanks, Mark. Not the Louvre. By the way, if you did see Akadaka, give us a call in our issues of the day. Graham's in Perth. G'day, Graham.
G'day, Philip.
In which building are the Elgin marbles located?
The British Museum.
They are, yes. They are located in the British Museum. They should not be there. They should be sent back to Greece, where they should rightly be.
They should be
sent back to Athens, to the museum there. having been stolen by Lord Elgin. All right, Graham, good stuff. We'll put you on hold and get some details from you and get this out to you. Thanks to everyone who played as well. It was nice fun tonight, wasn't it? What was the highlight? Probably Kim singing, isn't it? The Elgin marbles are in the British Museum, says Pat from the Point. Good, yes, Pat also had West... No, no, it wasn't Western Australia. Jane from Hobart had the British Museum too. Jane from Homebush, Sue in Hocking, excellent. Lorella, good on you, Lorella, also had it as well. Gary says, is it the Empire State Building? No. All right, nice work, everyone, and a very fine challenge. I think the star of the show was Kim from Manham.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.